Hello and welcome to the Fit Girl Radio, your go-to podcast for everything fitness, health, mindset, and lifestyle to empower you to live your best life. Are you ready to step up your game? Happy New Year, everyone. It's finally 2023 and it is the first week of January, which makes it the perfect time to talk about getting back on track. Because the holidays are coming to an end, you might have some more family gatherings coming up where you will have some food together or some drinks. But in general, that's all done, and we're now stepping into a new year, and we're talking about new goals, and we're going to get back on track. So what did my holidays look like? I basically had 2 weeks off work. I spent Christmas with my family. I had a very good time. I ate all the foods that I wanted to. I had all the drinks that I wanted to. Same on New Year's Eve. I just enjoyed myself. I allowed myself to eat and drink whatever I wanted. And then in the days in between the holidays, I tried to stick to my meal plan as much as possible. I did still get all of my trainings in. I didn't miss out on any of my trainings, which is great. But when it comes to nutrition, I tried to stick to as much of my plan as possible. But there were obviously some occasions where I did go out to eat with some friends. And that's fine. You know, like, it's the holidays. I had 2 weeks off work. It was a time to go out and have some foods that I otherwise wouldn't have. So that's basically what my holidays looked like. I tried to stay as much on track as I could while still allowing myself to have some off-track food and just enjoy myself for the season. All right, so let's talk about getting back on track now. Because for me, the holidays are now also done, and I'm also looking into getting back on track now, sticking to my plan more consistently than I did during the holidays, because that's obviously the goal after all. So why is January the ideal time to start getting back on track? It's the start of a new year. So it basically sets the start of the entire year. It gives you a kickstart on your goals. If your goal is to get more consistent on your meals, get more consistent on your trainings, what better time to do it than in January? Because if you start slacking in January already, I bet you will not pick it up at any other month of the year either. So this is the time, start the year right, start by getting back on track step by step. You do not have to go all in from the beginning. You can take mini steps to get back on track and do something more and something better every single week. And then by the end of the year, we will be so consistent and we will be so good and we will have a good relationship with food and our training. Another reason why January is a perfect time to get started on your goals, is at least on your fitness goals, is because we still have 6 months before summer. And mostly, or at least in my opinion, I always wanted to get into the best shape by summer. And then I could enjoy my summer, have all the foods that I wanted, and then I would start a bulk after summer. That's just the way that I usually did it. However, a lot of people have the same goal. They want to look great for summer. But they only start around like April or May or even June, when it's already way too late. And then you have to take extreme measures and then they cut out all of the carbs, and it's just not healthy. So if you start now already on making those small changes bit by bit, and every single month you make more and more changes, you will have the physique of your life by June, by July, by August. And you won't even have to have gone to these extreme measures and have done it in a very unhealthy way. You can do it very healthily. You can take small steps, as I said, every single month. And this way, you will get your best shape while also feeling your best, both physically and mentally, because you won't have to have exhausted yourself to get into that shape. So honestly, if that is your goal, start now. Start with small steps so you can do it healthily and you can do it well. All right, how are we going to start to get back on track? First of all, we're going to start by putting a proper plan in place. If you're just going to wing it, it's not going to happen. So start by looking at your trainings, start by looking at your daily meals, and make up a plan. First of all, we're going to start with setting up a plan for your trainings. Decide for yourself, which way do you want to train? Do you want to go to the gym? Do you want to do home workouts? Do you want to go for a run? Do you want to combine, for example, running and going to the gym, or running and home workouts? Or do you want to go to the gym but also have 10K steps in daily? What are your goals when it comes to training? What do you want to focus on? And how many times a week do you want to train? Some people only want to train 3 times a week, some want to train 6 times a week. It's honestly up to you. I think 4 to 5 trainings a week in the gym are ideal for my goals, at least, because you also need to make sure that you have proper rest. So also take that into account when planning your training. You need at least 1 day of rest in the week, at least. Preferably, you have 2 days of rest, especially if you lift weights. And if you lift very heavy, you can also even have three rest days and 4 training days. That's fine. You do not need to go all out. You do not need to train 6 times a week and definitely not 7 times a week. And if you can only train 2 times a week or 3 times a week, that's perfectly fine as well. It all comes down to what works for you. Because if you set yourself up for 25 times a week and you know that you one don't want to do that or to do not have the time to do that, it will not happen anyway. So look at what is realistic for you. Look at what you look forward to. Do you look forward to training 2 times a week? Are you a gym rat and do you love going to the gym and you cannot see yourself taking 3 rest days in a week? Then you can go to the gym 5 times a week or even 6 times a week. So make that plan. Start by deciding for yourself, what type of training do I want to do? How many times a week do I want to do this training? You can also split it up. For example, 3 times a week I do weightlifting, and then 2 times a week I will go for a run. Decide that for yourself. Make up a plan. Now, we're going to start by just indicating the days that we're going to train, the amount of days in the week, and what type of training we will do. Next, once you've decided that, you can look into if you have, for example, 3 training days in the gym. You can start looking into what split you will use. What will you train? For example, on my first training day, I will do upper body. On my second training day, I will do lower body. And then on the third, I will do a full body training. Set that up for yourself. You can do some research on the internet. You can go on Instagram and look at other people's splits. You can look at my week of trainings on YouTube or my week of workouts. That's something that I've been seeing going around, and it's really interesting to see how other people train and how they set up their workouts throughout the entire week. So do some research, set up for yourself what trainings that you want to do on which days exactly. Now that you have that in place, indicate what exactly you will do each training. And you can set out a time. For example, each Sunday I will make up my training plan for the next week. Because I found when I actually have a plan, and like a specific detailed plan of, okay, Monday I will train shoulders and I will do this exercise for this many reps and this many sets. If I actually have the full plan there, I will go to the gym way more motivated and my training will be so much better than if I just say, oh, I'll do shoulders and then I go to the gym and I wing it. Because then equipment won't be free and I will be looking around, oh, what am I gonna do? I'm not sure, let me think about it. And it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't make you feel productive. It doesn't make it feel like a good training. You're just winging it. So really set up a plan, and especially if you're just starting out, but even if you're an advanced lifter as well, setting up a plan is crucial. I've also found that if I make up my training beforehand, I just mindlessly follow it and I don't think about it. I don't think, is this too tough? Am I too tired? Do I not want to do this? I just do it because it's on my plan and I set myself out to do this. And I will train much more intensely and much harder than if I would just wing it. If I wing it, I'm a lot more lenient on myself and I will way more quicker say like, oh, that's fine. I'm done. 45 minutes. I could do another exercise, but it's fine. I'm done. So really make up your plan beforehand. Think about it. Do it properly. And for example, if you set in place, as I said, to make up your training plan every single Sunday, you take out a specific time on Sunday, and every single week you will take that time to make up your training plan. And then it will also be much harder to skip a training throughout a week because you've already detailed out what you were gonna do, and you will probably even look forward to it because you have to make your trainings fun. So if you make up your training plan, really make it such that it's interesting exercises, exercises that you look forward to trying, or exercises that you know that you love, so that you actually look forward to your training. And also make it a challenge because you need to look forward to the challenge of doing the training. These are all simple tips that will help set you up for actually following and staying consistent with your training plan. Okay, so that was it for training. Now we're going to move on to setting up a proper plan for your nutrition. So nutrition, it's a bit more tricky than training because with your training, at least if you set out an hour in each day and you go to the gym and you do your training, then that's just it and that's that. But your nutrition goes through how the entire day. It's not limited to a specific time frame each day. Your nutrition starts from right when you wake up until the moment that you go to bed. So when you start with nutrition, you have to take into account for some flexibility. Because obviously not every single day will be the same. There will be days where you have something planned with a friend or with a family member, or you have just a family gathering in the evening and you know that you won't be able to follow your plan. That's fine. Don't constrain yourself too much to your meal plan, but make it one that is flexible. So we're gonna start by first, if you have already had a meal plan before the holidays, try to switch it up because chances are you've been following that for a while, you're getting tired of it, and you're not in the mood to just eat that food anymore. So try to mix it up, try to find some new meals, some new snacks, so you get this new surge of motivation to actually follow your meal plan. When you start out thinking about what you will eat, first, try to make out how many calories that you eat at this point. Chances are you're probably maintaining right now because there's been the holidays, you've had some extra foods, then on other days you have had a bit less food because you were too full. You're probably maintaining right now. So try to start at maintenance calories. And once you figure those out, then you can start on either cutting them or increasing them, depending on whether you want to cut or to bulk. So try to figure out your maintenance calories by just tracking what you are eating right now. Take an entire week, eat what you're eating right now, track it without changing anything, just tracking it, not changing the amount that you're eating, and try to track your weight. If your weight is staying consistent, you have found your maintenance calories. And that's crucial because from there on, you can then change your calories depending on your goals. So you track for 1 week, you found your maintenance calories, you're maintaining it at this point. Now you can start to make up a meal plan consisting of these calories. So you'll look into your breakfast, a snack, your lunch, your dinner, another snack, maybe dessert at night. Try to pick foods that you love and that you will look forward to eating. And also try to not make it too difficult for yourself. For example, if you're going to make like a full-on lasagna every single evening, it's going to be really hard to track that because there are so many ingredients and it's so hard to just know how many calories are in there in the end. So try to go for easy and quick meals that you can easily make, especially if you have to go to a job. Try to make it such that the meal prep is super easy to do. Otherwise, you won't follow it up anyway. So pick meals that you love, pick meals that you look forward to. If you're someone who likes a lot of variation, maybe you can even look into some different meals for lunch, some different options for dinner, and some different options for breakfast that have roughly around the same calories. So when on each and every single day, you can decide to switch up to something else if you're feeling like it. Then what I said about the point of flexibility, if for example, this evening I'm going out to dinner with my mom. And I have my meal plan for today, which I follow every single day, but what I will do is during my lunch, I will just cut a few calories back. For example, I usually have 200 grams of pasta, and I will just cut that back to 150 grams of pasta to allow for my dinner, which will consist of a lot more calories than it usually would. So I still eat my same meals, but I just cut back a little bit on them. So just so that I have more calories left in the evening to go to dinner with my mom. And this way, obviously, at the end of the day, I won't have the exact same calories as if I would just follow my plan strictly. But it won't be too much of a difference because I will have adjusted to it throughout the day. So that's my point about flexibility. You can eat out with friends or with family or whatever, have a meal off track. That's fine, but just take it into account throughout the rest of your day that you're not following strictly your plan and then the super big meal at the end of the day on top of it. Just try to take that into account. And this way you can stay consistent while also allowing for this flexibility to have some off-track meals. So really try to think of a plan beforehand. Get yourself excited for the plan as well. And also try, that's an important and crucial part, try to indicate some time slots beforehand when you will do what, when it comes to your plan, of course. For example, you can say every single Sunday in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, I will start my meal prep for the week. And if that becomes a habit, doing your meal prep every single Sunday at 3 o'clock, it will be so much easier to actually do the meal prep for one, and then to stick to your meals, to your meal plan throughout the week, because they will already be in your fridge, and you don't want to waste food. So it's just easy. You can just take them out, you take them to work. It's easy. They're already there. You can also set up a specific time every single day that you want to go to the gym. Make a plan beforehand. On Monday, I'm going to the gym at 5 p.m. On Tuesday, I'm going to the gym at 6:30 p.m. because then I have something to do before or whatever. You know what I'm getting to. Just set up which time of each day you are going to train and you are going to meal plan one time in a week or two times in a week, whatever suits your needs. And then the third one, which I've already indicated, set up a specific time that you will make up your training plan for the next week. If that's in place, it will be so much easier to stick to because it's already in your mind. You've noted it down somewhere. That's the plan, and you're just following your agenda, basically. So these are some crucial parts to actually stick to your plan and stick to your goals. The next tip I have is to not only focus on your training and your meal plan, but focus on everything health that surrounds it as well. Try to focus on drinking as much water as you can. Get at least 2 to 3 liters of water in a day, because that will just be a huge factor in your overall general health. It's not only about the food, it's not only about the training, it's also about how much water you actually consume. That's so, so important. So focus on your water intake. Try to do daily stretches or try to stretch 3 times a week because chances are you will be training a lot harder than you used to because now you have a proper plan in place. Your body will be sore, your muscles will be sore. Try to stretch them out because I feel like when I stretch, my whole body just feels better. So try to do your daily stretches, or if you don't want to do it daily, try to pick a few times throughout a week that you actually do your stretching or whenever you feel too sore. Also, take care of your skin and your hair because you can focus all on your food, your training, your water, whatever, but you can neglect all the rest of your body, and that shouldn't be the case. When we are focusing on our general health, we generally want to feel better. Try to take care of your skin, take care of your hair. Really invest in that. Look for products that work for you. Don't just get the cheap stuff because it's cheap and it's just your face. No, your face is so important. If your face is clear and your hair is nice and silky, you will just generally feel a lot better and it will put you in a better mood to take care of all your other goals as well. So really take care of that. Again, you can take out a specific moment on Sunday to do an entire skincare ritual or an entire hair care thing that you do once a week that ensures intensive care. It will just doing all these things, doing your stretches, making sure you have enough water and taking care of your skin, your hair. And then we also have having the proper meal plan in place and having the proper training plan in place. It will put you into the right mindset to keep going and do everything right because you will feel good. If you do all of this and you do it in the proper way, you will feel good and you will be motivated to continue going. Something that I've personally started doing is I've tried to do some meditating in the morning, right when I wake up, only 10 minutes. I'm just starting out, I'm new to it, but I feel like it just relaxes me a lot and it puts me in the right mindset for the rest of the day. So try to look for these things that make you feel better in general and add it on top of the training and your nutrition because that's not all of it at the end of the day. You want to feel good in your body. So try to think what makes you feel good, what makes you feel happy, and implement it and start small. You don't have to go to the gym immediately for like an hour if you've never gone to the gym. Go for 20 minutes, go to 30 minutes. Really just start small and build up from there, and I promise you everything will work out. The last thing that I want to say is stay balanced. I've already mentioned this a bit before when I talked about the flexibility in your meal plan when wanting to eat out. The thing is, eating out and having fun every once in a while, it is not a crime and it will not ruin your progress. It's actually even necessary if you want to make this something that is sustainable in the long run. If you're going to restrict yourself so much that you will not allow yourself to see friends anymore or go out to dinner with them anymore, it will not work. It will not be sustainable and you will quit after a month, maybe even a week or even 2 weeks. So make it sustainable. Make it something that you can live with. Make it in such a way that it is consistent and you can follow it, but it's also flexible and it allows for you to eat out every once in a while. At the end of the day, it still has to be something fun. Following your nutrition, following your training, trying to reach your goals has to be something fun because if it's not fun, then why is it a goal after all? You have to feel good doing it. So really try to focus on staying balanced. All right, so these were all my tips. I hope this really helps you to get back on track after this period of holidays. If you are not sure how to set up your training plan or how to set up a meal plan, I am a personal online coach. So just reach out to me on Instagram or fill in the link in my my Instagram bio and reach out and I will happy to help you with your training plan, with your nutrition plan. I also currently have a 2023 transformation challenge going on where there are 8 weeks of training and nutrition. I will personally be coaching you. I will be setting up customized meal plan and training plans for you. We will do weekly check-ins. We will look at what is working and what is not, and we will adjust. So that's just a transformation challenge that will start on the 16th of January. If you are interested, click the link in the bio or just go to my Instagram and you can also find all information there. I am so looking forward for all of you to reach your goals and to get back on track and just feel happy in your skin overall. All right, thank you so much for listening. Hit the subscribe button for new podcasts every single week. Check out my socials in the show notes for more content and let me know what your thoughts on the podcast were by leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. See you next time.